Hello, new listener. Hello, new friend. I am Chrissy Smallwood, and this is a new podcast for me. Very first episode of this particular podcast, which I'm calling Unfiltered. Now, the concept behind this one is going to be loosely based on a video series I started in 2015 to kind of practice, you know, what I look like on video and how to have these conversations as if I'm, you know, talking to myself, but I pretend you're there with me. That helps every day. And I used to do a series called Two Cent Tuesday. So it made my 2 cent videos where I would pick a topic and give you my 2 cents on it. This is an extension of that. So I'm going to be a little bit more unfiltered. It allows me the space to expand on the ideas. And also, I promise you, this is not edited. You're getting it raw, unfiltered. This is a straight through conversation that I am having as if you were right here with me, first of all, or two, whenever I have a guest, I'm not a big fan of editing stuff out. I want you to get a good unfiltered conversation. You need to know I do cuss. As you've already heard, it's not in every sentence. But what are you getting yourself into? You don't know yet, and neither do I. This is going to be the fun part of this podcast for me, is that I've got so many things that people ask my opinion about certain things, or if I had to have advice on given topics, or what do I think about whatever, usually opinionated stuff. People love to hear opinions. Well, I have another podcast called Small Business Success Talk, where it's not opinion driven. That is sharing business owner stories. And I love that one. And I think I'm going to love this one too. I probably, if nothing else, but to get shit off my system, get it off my brain and out into the world, you know, like everybody else gets to do. I just haven't stepped up to the plate. So as a friend of mine said, Chrissy, it's time for you to go balls to the wall. Today's the day. First episode's going to be about expectations. So expectations. To have or not to have expectations. And I believe it's in our human nature. It's just in our makeup that we have expectations of people, of experiences, of every day, how the day is going to happen, how I should be able to walk out to my car and get in it and it run without flat tires and full AC. It's like, there's expectations that we all have in the world. Now, I follow some, you know, digital mentors out there. Gary Vaynerchuk is one, and he walks through life claiming that he has zero expectations of people. I'm thinking to myself, how in the hell does a person actually get to zero expectations? I just went through and I'm actually still in the middle of this situation. I haven't circled back around to have the conversation, but the expectation was not met on my part for somebody in a group that I'm facilitating. And we are all going through a leadership program journey together. And I have not, as a facilitator, met her expectation. In fact, the whole group has not met her expectation. So me and a co-facilitator were like, what is the expectation? Well, accountability and commitment, accountability and commitment. Well, okay, that's great. There's been other conversation between the other facilitator and that participant. What I'm thinking though, is like, okay, now that I've had a moment to process, she has expectations. It's not being met, but I don't even know what those damn expectations are. But if just to say accountability and commitment, I'm like, what does that mean to you? I need more information, but I don't know how to ask that nicely today. So when I'm like processing, like if it takes me a long time to respond, I'm purposefully responding, not reacting. But the expectation, like one of the things about expectations, we need to define it more than just one word. One word, even though Webster's may have a specific definition for a word, we have come up with our own definition of a shit ton of words out there that we haven't clearly defined for others to understand. This is what I mean by being respected, being heard, being valued, being important. Like, you don't love me. And the other person's like, I absolutely love you. What's the expectation? relationship comes with a lot of expectation from the parties that are in the relationship. My clients have an expectation of me stepping up and making sure all their stuff is not only taken care of, but it's producing the results that they expect. And that's the first thing that I get them to do is define the desired result, because that's the expectation. I need to know that I'm meeting those expectations, because if I'm not, then they're not happy with me. But to do that, I have to get them to define it. And then the next stage of this expectation thing is to always clarify, because even though something has been defined, I need to make sure I've understood it correctly. So I need to clarify that I understand your definition completely, because if not, all hell breaks loose, misunderstandings, people get all riled up. Then you're starting to get, I'm offended and I'm irritated and you just don't get it. And then, you know, fly off the handle and then everybody's pissed and they all walk away. Well, that's not what you want to have happen. Not really. We all want to get along. We want to play well in the sandbox together. I have been part of groups and you probably have too. My entire life I've been part of groups. Those groups have included things like being on teams, being on sports teams, being on a marching band, which is also a team. I've been on part of color guard. I've led those teams as the drum major or a captain. I have been part of groups at church, like a worship team. I've been part of a music team, like a band. Yeah, y'all, I did. I used to sing. Sue me. So I've been part of all of that. And even in work, there's a work team and you've got to be a support team to a board of directors. And then all of a sudden I'm in my own business and I'm on a board of directors. I have a staff that is working with me that is my team. Like, so the journey of this team concept, and every single freaking time somebody gets their panties in wad because expectations were not clarified, because nothing was clearly defined and then clarified for understanding. So back to Gary Vee not even having an expectation of others, this is where I get it. I'm like, fuck it. I don't need to have an expectation of you. Do whatever the hell you want. Just don't bother me. Like, don't let your shit storm bother me. That's my expectation. Still goes into having an expectation. Again, I don't know that you could ever really get to zero expectations of others. I don't know. I would like to try it, and I did try it. So little story. I have a new friend that has popped up in my life, and I really told myself a story, and my expectations were not met over the weekend. Did I even share this little story that I said in my head to my new friend? Nope, I did not. Therefore, he had no idea I even had an expectation. Not a clue. That's not his fault. That's totally mine. I did not communicate. Second thing about that is I'm walking through this, oh, Christy, this is on you. He had no idea. He was completely out of this. This was all a conversation to myself. But that I'm like, what is my real expectation here? And so now I have to come to terms with, oh, you didn't even define your own damn expectation to yourself. And now you're all worked up with yourself. So y'all, it gets a little crazy up in here sometimes, because people get onto me because I overthink it. Well, this is why. Like, I want to be better. I need to understand, why am I all mentally, emotionally jacked up right now? Oh yeah, that's right. I had an expectation that's not getting met because I didn't even define it with myself. Shouldn't have had it in the first place. That expectation does not need to be here in this moment. It's gonna take some work, but that's my thoughts on expectations. To have them or not to have them. When we say we don't have expectations of others, we really actually do have expectations. I think it's the expectation is that, okay, for me, the expectation, if I don't have an expectation of you is that you are perfectly capable of doing your own shit, happily, joyfully putting good stuff in the world. And if you don't, hopefully that shit storm doesn't come back on me to have to fix. That would be my expectation though. So we'll see. Expectations. Do you have them or not have them? Have you defined them for yourself? Do you communicate them with others? And have you clarified others' expectations back to you so that you understand? This is the one about expectations. So what are your thoughts? Let me know. Let's create this conversation around expectations. And this has been the first episode of Unfiltered. I thank you for your time and for listening. And hopefully you'll be back for the next episode.